98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Asher Putnam from Bella's Bar Talk, one of my very favorite live bands. They are coming to the Colony in Woodstock this Thursday night. Asher, thanks for hopping on with me.
Hey, no problem, Kay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about... actually, you know what? Let's start from the beginning, because I don't know if I've interviewed you on KZE before. So will you tell me a little bit about kind of the vision behind Bella's Bar Talk and the origins of the band?
Well, we started as a folk punk band long ago in 2009 and started really kicking it in 2010. We became a touring band in 2013 and went full-time in 2016. Between 2015 and 2020, we were like a big eight-piece, like horn band.
Right.
Almost ska, if you will. And since COVID, we've been paring down, kind of with a rotating cast of homies and characters, and we've solidified as a five-piece plus puppeteer, and we've been going strong for the past year.
Tell me about Plus Puppeteer.
That is our friend and comrade, Vita Cripps, who comes on tour and plays shows, performs in shows, and has built and crafted a career as a puppeteer for the past 15 years, and has been working with us since 2022.
That's a great idea. I mean, you guys are known for your really fun, raucous, wild live shows, and I feel like puppetry feels like a natural fit for what you guys do.
Oh, yeah. We used to kind of have a bunch of props that we'd hand out and people could wear and stuff, and that's... Well, since the pandemic, folks have just avoided that.
Right.
Like the proverbial plague.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
So we have a designated professional puppeteer instead, who interacts with the folks and keeps people comfortable and safe.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, that's very smart. Am I correct in thinking that you have roots kind of in the Berkshire Mountains?
Oh, yes. I am from, I split most of my time growing up between Great Barrington and Pittsfield.
Beautiful, yeah. That's right in our backyard here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know you guys play the festival circuit quite a bit. Do you have a big, big, busy summer lined up?
We do, and we're still tacking on. We have a tour that starts April 23rd to May 11th, and then we are playing our local kind of start of the season festival at Strange Creek on the Saturday.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, so since paring down from, you know, eight plus members and a horn section and all of that down to a solid five plus puppeteer, is that does that make things easier? Does it make the band a little bit more portable?
Yes, all of the above. Mm-hmm. We all happen to also live with each other or within a block or two of each other. So it's kind of easy to gather everyone in one space, get on the same page quickly if there's any discussion that needs to happen. It's easier to write music together.
Is it a collaborative effort when you write to music? Do you all, does everybody in the band kind of have a piece of the pie?
Absolutely. I often bring a tune with some lyrics, but then, you know, band mates will arrange, write, bring their own stuff to the table, and we all have our parts to fill, and we all write them, and we do it together.
Yeah. I know you put out your most recent album was just recently, 2023, Apocalypse Wow. Can you tell me a little bit about the making of that record, which is a great name, by the way?
Oh, yeah. So that record started just before COVID, and then had kind of like a revamp and a lot of rewriting and additional tunes added to it from songs all written during COVID. Mm-hmm. And kind of just reflecting on that experience. A couple of us had some breakups here and there. And like I said, we had a pretty significant lineup change in the spring of 2021 as things start to kind of open back up. But it was a really easy process, and we're right now again in the midst of a writing period and just trying out new tunes on folks here and there, and so far so good.
That's exciting. Yeah, I mean, you guys have such a dedicated fan base. Are they still called the Strange Ones?
I think so. Facebook is a an animal to be wary of. So yeah. I don't often visit it, but those braver than I with training, I think still frequent it pretty often. It's just, I found since 2022 that really to interact with our crowd, with our fans, that like at shows in person is the way to do it. It's like kind of a throwback to like pre-Napster days, mm-hmm. where we're getting people out by, you know, having radio interviews, for instance, putting playbills up in coffee houses and hitting college campuses with posters. It's kind of that and a combination of some well-placed Instagram posts.
Yeah, I mean, I think as more and more of us kind of turn our backs on social media, that's going to become kind of the way again. And I would really like to see that happen because I'm also not on Facebook anymore. Really only use Instagram for, you know, the things that I have to use it for. And yeah, I mean, I think interacting with people online is generally bad because everybody's kind of the worst version of themselves on the internet. So, you know, there are people who, you know, could come and see you at a show and have a conversation with you afterwards and they're completely lovely. But then if they're leaving a comment online, they feel empowered to, like, you know, just say the worst thing that comes into their head, you know?
Yeah, and I don't quite understand that at this point in time, being an elder millennial. Mm-hmm. So I would just much rather... I want to build community. There's so much isolation in Western society right now, specifically here in the United States. It's either violent rhetoric, violent action, or, you know, just the grip that isolation has had and, like, carried over since the pandemic, since either the Trump or Biden administrations. I'd much rather just break away from the screen and get back into a collective screaming together, mm-hmm. and trying to work out those yayas, trying to just have at least an hour and 30 minutes of relief, stress relief preferably, and some way to kind of pass around joy in a communal setting. We're humans are small group primates on the very basic level, and we don't do well with isolation. That kind of, like what you, to your point of, like, people will leave nasty comments if they don't have like community consequence, or, you know, just you're not really talking to a person, you're talking to the screen.
Exactly.
Person, like, you see that interaction, you feel that interaction, you see how negativity can affect someone on their face, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You said it. You're not, when you're talking to, when you're leaving a comment on social, you don't feel like you're speaking to another human being, but you are. You could, you know, really be hurting somebody's feelings or ruining somebody's day.
Yeah, and I just would rather, if I need to ruin someone today, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I'd much rather bring, you know, some happiness, some relief to someone today. And that's like the other side of it. You don't really get the positive feelings, all the happy, goopy chemicals in your brain and in your heart. You don't get that on the screen. You get that in person.
That is so true. And live music is one of the best places to get those feelings and to kind of feel that human connection. And, you know, I just had this experience the other night. I went and saw a show and it was great. And there were a lot of moments where the audience was all very in sync. And, you know, the band was doing a really great job of, you know, kind of like facilitating that. And it really felt like, you know, we were all just one happy collective. And, you know, whether or not there were people in that audience that disagreed with me politically, for a moment didn't matter because we were all just having an experience together.
Exactly. You don't need all those political identifications. I mean, it helps to know.
Yeah.
In some cases at this point. But we can let those go and we can be human beings in a small community. Again, at least for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, if we can push it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think a Bella's Bar Talk show is absolutely one of the places that you can do that because you guys are also so great with crowd work and just getting everybody kind of out of that self-conscious state and into a state where they just want to rage and dance.
I appreciate you saying that. I feel that the work done has been effective.
Yeah,
and there's always more work to do.
Yeah. Asher Putnam from Bella's Bar Talk playing this Thursday night at the Colony in Woodstock, along with Driftwood Soldier, doors at 7. Thank you so much for hopping on with me, and I hope you have a wonderful show.
Thank you, MK. I'm sure we will.